great masterpieces. Styling, wildin', living it up in the city.
What's up, fam? Welcome into New York City Living. I'm Jeremy Fitch, alongside my good friend Jordan Grizzard.
What up?
If you know, you may know him from his history on American Idol. He sang "Ain't No Sunshine." Jordan, how you doing today, man?
Well, I'll tell you, it was a very short history. I was in and out pretty quick on the show. But I'm doing great, man. I'm pumped to get rolling with this podcast and dive into some New York living.
Yeah, for sure, man. It's been a long time coming. I'm excited for the listeners to be able to exactly find out what this podcast is going to be all about. And this will be episode zero. We'll pick up on podcasts bi-weekly moving forward. But we just wanted to give you guys a little bit of a preview, a look into what we're going to be building here. Jordan, tell us a little bit about your background and how you even made it to New York City.
Yeah, man, it's a long story. My family and I, Kayla, myself, and our two girls, Jocelyn and Kendall, are here in the city now. We grew up in Florida. I'm from Orlando, the Disney World area. I know Mickey quite well.
Shout out,
my
Mickey.
Man. But yeah, we were there. We graduated college, got married. We're in Florida for a year. Jumped over to Dallas. I was a worship pastor at a church in Dallas for 7 years. And while at the church, I was leading a high school choir. And we took a trip to New York. And I fell in love with the city, man. Fell in love with the pace, the energy, the diversity. This is an incredible, incredible place. So I was drawn to it. I was drawn to the passion of the people here. And over the next couple of years, just began to seek the Lord's face on what that meant, like why I was having such a draw to the city. And he gave us clarity. He gave Kayla and me both clarity to pour into the arts community, artists both inside the church and outside the church. So that's what we're doing, man. And we'll talk about more of that, obviously, in the episodes ahead. But we love it here. It was a really hard first, like, 6 to 8 months, very difficult. But we're in a groove now, so I'm pumped to share my experience with you guys.
Yeah, you guys are killing it. I'm excited for the listeners to be able to find out a little bit more about that. As you're listening to Jordan speak, you may wonder, like, is Jeremy the same way? Is he in the arts? I would say I'm in a different part of the arts.
Sure.
I am in sports social media. I really enjoy what I do. And we're totally different age brackets. Like you said, you have two kids. I'm single in New York City. I just graduated college 2 years ago and moved to New York City 2 weeks after. And I think...
You're nuts, bro.
Yeah. Oh, I know. And I was so naive. I was like, I want to live in New York City. But I think what it comes down to is you have a dream in your mind, but you have no idea what that dream actually means until you're planted in that spot. And I think... And what I hope with this podcast is that we can shed some light and really allow people to see into what it looks like from day one to 1 year later, or from day one to 2 years later, and let them see exactly what that process looks like. I can tell you up front, you know, no spoilers per se, but like, there's going to be rough patches, there's going to be rough times, but it's how you react and how you go about your day-to-day through those rough times that allows you to see the light at the end of the tunnel and continue the journey that your purpose is on for that.
Absolutely.
So, yeah, I think, I guess if you could say three things about what you hope this podcast could be for the listeners and for us, what are you hoping for?
Man, I would say number one is you're not alone. You're not alone in this journey. Every question that you are feeling, every frustration or just lack of clarity, like, we've all felt it as well, and we've walked through it. We are walking through it, and it's not like we're done with it. So, man, just be able, hopefully, to be able to answer some of those questions, or, man, just be a mouthpiece to just share with you that you're not alone. There are people all across this city, all across this nation who are wrestling with the potential of being in New York. And it really frightening. So that would be my number one hope. Second is maybe just put your mind at ease. Maybe you'll get a couple. We had a buddy the other week who just moved apartments, and just the journey walking through that, I was able to answer a lot of questions that he had. Should I get a broker? Should I not? How much can I expect? How much the application fees be? How much would it be to rent a van? Do we need a van? All those kind of things that are piling up constantly in your mind, the logistics and the details. We'd love to help answer questions like that. Third, man, you get to hang out with Jeremy and me. Like, that really should have been number one. But
for real,
yeah, though. Man, just kind of being community, and I hope this becomes a bright spot in your week.
Yeah, man, that's incredible. If we can hit those three as a target audience, I think the listeners will be very happy about that. Hope, community, and of course, Jordan and I, your typical host is who you'll hear. I guess to give you some more background on what we hope the podcast will be, I think it'll take on a life of its own once we begin. But Jordan and I will be your typical hosts, and we'll have on guests throughout the process, from friends to professionals to anybody you guys ask for, honestly. If we can manage to get people on to even get 10, 15 minutes out of their day to give you guys some true speaking into professional experience, personal experience throughout their time in the city. Maybe they've always lived in the city. What does that look like? And so, yeah, just rate, subscribe, and review. Leave comments and let us know what are individuals you want to hear from outside of Jordan and I, outside of friends that are in the arts, in
and
social media.
Too. Yeah.
Yeah. And different things. So, yeah, I hope that this will be a bright spot. I hope that we can continue to speak into what you guys are looking for as you're looking to move to New York City, because I know that's a process. I experienced that. If it's you're in New York City but you haven't found community, what does that look like? I think that brings on a whole new challenge of its own. Yeah. We've had friends ourselves tell us, man, that first year in New York City was the loneliest we've ever had. So if we can possibly make it fortunate for you to not have to experience that first year of loneliness and have community right from the jump, I think that's the key and expectation that we hope to bring from this podcast. But yeah, we'll do bi-weekly podcasts moving forward. As I said, you'll hear from Jordan and I, and if you guys could subscribe, like, and review, that would be great. You can listen on any kind of platform, Spotify, Apple, iTunes, wherever you get your podcast from. And yeah, we look forward to hear from you in the next couple weeks. But until then, peace.
Later.